Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Republican Tyler Kistner is dropping out of the race for Minnesota's 2nd Congressional District. Kistner, who has run for the seat twice before, says he's leaving the race because he's being deployed to the Middle East. In a statement, Kistner said his Pentagon work and recent activation with the Marine Reserves now demand his full attention. The Minnesota Department of Public Safety is reminding residents of the state's Text to 911 feature. Emergency Communication Networks Director Leah Palmer says there's multiple reasons someone might need to use Text to 911.
The deaf, hard of hearing community may use texting more often. Sometimes there's not a cell signal where you are, but it might be possible to text. And then the third situation where it might be best to use text to 911 is in a situation where silence keeps you safe.
When using text to 911, enter the number 911 in the to field and in the message include location and type of emergency. Minnesotans who are behind on their heating bills are encouraged to apply for the state's energy assistance program. Michael Schmitz with the Department of Commerce says families making up to $72,000 a year are eligible.
You know, we've seen almost 135,000 households apply for energy assistance already. And, you know, we still have funds available and we're still encouraging folks to apply for assistance. I think especially with the cold weather rule ending at the end of this month.
Schmidt says homeowners and renters can both apply for grants. More information on the program can be found on the Department of Commerce website. And U.S. Senator Tina Smith takes her fight to protect the Boundary Waters Canoe Area from copper mining to the Senate floor.
This kind of mine has been built in other places around the country and around the world, and in 100% of the instances, this mine has caused pollution.
Smith opposes the proposed mining of copper nickel sulfide by a Chilean company, saying it will destroy the natural habitat of the Boundary Waters. Minnesota Republican Congressman Pete Stauber is behind the bill, saying it will bring jobs and boost the economy of northern Minnesota. In other headlines, several people are displaced and one person was hospitalized after a house fire early this morning in St. Cloud. Firefighters found heavy smoke and flames coming from second and third floor windows. One person was taken by ambulance to St. Cloud Hospital with injuries that are not considered life-threatening. At the Capitol, lawmakers discussed creating a grant program to address the need for workers in healthcare fields. Friedenberg Township Republican Representative Natalie Zalesnikar supports the bill, but cautions against it being centered at the Department of Employment and Economic Development.
It's very often that you have to drive an hour to access education, and that's just not feasible for people when we have winter driving 6 months of the year, long distances to go.
The bill was laid over for future discussion. And state Republican lawmakers are pushing back on proposed tax increases from Democrats, including new taxes on social media, advertising, financial advice, and property. Republican Senator John Jasinski says high license tab fees are burdening drivers, while Senator Michael Cruen calls for smaller government and fewer regulations to ease local tax pressures. This is MNN.